Thank you so much for calling. This is Max. How can I help you?
Hey, Max, I'm looking for potentially a ghostwriter, but assistance on how to guide me through this book that I've written.
Sure. What kind of book are we talking about?
Science fiction.
Science fiction. Mind giving me, like, a brief, plot so I can explain to you how the process works for ghostwriter?
Sure. I have approximately 1,800 pages written, so it's a lot.
1,800 pages.
I've been working on it more or less for 15 years, and I decided that I have enough data and I have a 6-book story arc that I need to find somebody to help me transform it into a publishing-friendly format.
Hey, Matt, you don't need a ghostwriter. You need a professional editing team. You have 1,800 pages written already.
I do, but it's obscenely detailed, and I'm not exactly sure that I like the transition of scenes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping...
Edit to the writer as well, too. But... Go ahead.
I didn't hear what you said. You, writer as well, what?
So you have 1,800 pages written. You just need professional help to guide you in to transform these 1,800 pages into potentially one book or more. Is that correct?
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely enough for... I mean, the story arc is going to take me 6 books, but I need to get the first book out. So I need somebody to help me weave through what I have, make it into a cohesive set of scenes with dialogue, and get it to a point where I'm, revenue generating, and then I can write the other books.
Absolutely. Publishing is obviously a part of it, but that stuff definitely comes down the line once you have the final product in front of you. The book cover designing, editing, formatting, proofreading, all of these things are something that we do because we are a full-service publishing house. But what you're telling me is you have 1,800 worth of pages, so you definitely need to, sit down and ensure all of this is in order, and we make a book, first book out of the, these pages that you have.
Okay.
So 1,800 pages. We're talking about science fiction, so we're at least talking about a final product worth of 350 pages plus minus 20 pages.
I'm sorry, what?
So we're talking about at least 400 pages, more or less, in terms of the final product.
Oh, yeah. Around 500, I think. I'm not sure. I'm a totally untrained author.
Yeah, no problem. We all start from somewhere. You're Shakespeare head editor, so, it's not a problem. So I'll tell you how our process works, so you have an idea of what you'd be dealing with. First, you'll go ahead and send us everything. We have a research-based approach to this, so our team will go ahead and review the entire product that you're sending, and you'll be assigned a dedicated project manager. Our team, our editing and research team, is based off like 5 people, most of them led by a senior writer with 2 editors and two to three editors and one researcher. Now, what happens is that, first we go ahead and read the whole thing to get a context of what we're doing, and then we have, multiple calls with you to ensure that, you tell us the story and how it sounds like from your perspective, because let's say even when we're, transitioning from chapters or just, overall writing, rewriting the whole thing just to make it look, publishing ready, we still need to ensure that your voice doesn't lose down, or doesn't really water down. We need to ensure that it's still, if let's say your audience are reading, they find a consistent tone throughout the book. Now,
right.
Once we go ahead and do that, we will start chapter by chapter delivery. So the first thing that you and our team will decide together will be a TOC. It's going to be the foundational block of the book itself. The table of content will have like 10 or 2, 15 chapters, depending on the final, decision that you and our team comes on. It would be more of a mutual decision. You're the final, you have finals here and everything, but we will have our suggestions. Let's say if we tell you 10 things and you say yes to 6 and no to 4, we can't hold you accountable, but we will tell you that, we feel like these 4 are equally important, but if you don't feel like it, we'll go ahead and just skip that part. So,
okay.
Just like that, we will have like 1 to 12. Let's say if they're like 15 to 20 chapters, so 10 chapters is like 200 pages. So if you're talking about 500 pages, we're talking about 22 chapters. So 22 headings, 22 central ideas that will, and then we will start, you know, taking content out of your book. Now, let's say if you're telling me that your book needs strong editorial work or, you know, strong writer's, you know, look, then we will go ahead and do developmental editing on your project. Development editing will ensure that we're not only...
Let me interrupt you just real quick. So frame it like this. Okay, so I have a story, okay? Put it to this way. I have the first 8 chapters written. Now, each chapter is something like, I don't know, 30 to 35 pages. So it's, you know, obviously each chapter could be like 2 to 3 chapters. Because you're looking at a chapter should be around 5,000 to 6,000 words, right? So 10 to 15 chapters, or 10 to 15. Okay, so I have a lot just in the first 8. So what I would like to do is find potentially a ghostwriter with you, okay, and then send them these chapters along with the book outline that I've drafted through book 1, okay? So I have, like, you know, Clark goes here, then they go here, this is what they talk about, this is what they discover, then they go here. So I have that written out. And so what I need somebody to do is take the story that I've written, okay, and make it transition with dialogue and perspective in my broader universe, and then provide me with a first draft that then I will then take and then augment additions, subtractions, that fit the vision that I have for books 2, 3, 4, and 5. And so, you know, I envision that being like somebody provides me with a first draft and then probably 1 or 2 iterations, and then we go for then publishing.
So the team that we make for you, there will be a ghostwriter in it. So he or she will be leading the whole team. He or she will be assisted with either two writing editor, you know, editorial reviewing people. They will be reviewing the writing of you, that something that you've already done, and the one that even that person is going to write, and then, you know, they further clarify it. Because even when ghostwriter returns, they need, you know, editing help along with that. So a ghostwriter with, like, 2 other resources that will help them with edit, one with formatting, one with, you know, just the research and ensuring everything, QA, proofreading, all of those stuff.
Okay. Now, I do have a...
3, 4, 5 months. Do you have, like, a timeline for this project? This might take some time.
Oh, I'm not in rush, you know what I mean? So basically, just to give you a heads up, I started to put this idea together about 15 years ago, and over the course of the past 15 years, I've been working in fintech, and I started, over the first 15 years, I would write down a scene here, I'd write down a concept here, I'd write down some dialogue there. And then I spent the last 8 months, I quit my job, I spent the last 8 months kind of compiling everything into cohesive documents that I now have segregated to make into books. And I'm ready to talk to somebody about weaving that into something that's publishable. So I'm not in like a crazy urgent stage, but I would like to get this, you know, because I spent 8 months going into savings to put this together, and I'd like to get it to a point where
a 60 to 90 day timeline, do you think is something that you can work on?
Oh yeah, I mean, ideally, I'd like to have it done within 6 months. So 30 to 90 days would be great.
Perfect. I think we can use that as our initial, you know, agenda and initial goal. I always ask my clients to give us shorter deadlines, because then, you know, we are able to perform at our best, and then initially we can see in the progress that we make in the first 3 months will determine the, but we will charge you like a one-time fee for the whole project. So even if it takes more time or less time, we're not going to overcharge you for the time. We're charging you per project. Something like this really depends on the kind of team that you get. We usually have like an inexperienced team that's just starting off, someone that has like a few years of experience, and then somebody, you know, maybe the, you know, grandmasters of the industry itself. We're talking about, you know, people with 20 plus years of, you know, experience. When we go for tier A, you know, just the basic ones, that's usually like a few thousand. We're talking about like $2,500 or $3,000 for like a really basic team. But that I will not recommend for something of this sort of project, you know. Then we have a tier B or a tier A team. Both of these would be like good enough for you. Obviously, the grandmasters are definitely there for a reason. These guys are really experienced and know what they're doing. But even the TIB are people that have at least, you know, close to, you know, 8-9 years of experience. So that, too, is good. The price difference is usually, if we're talking about a Tier B team, we're talking about $5,000 for the project. And if we're talking about Tier A team, we're talking about around $8,000 or $9,000 for the whole project.
Okay. Is this available online?
I can send you an email.
Because these, yeah, can you send me an email?
Built, we can't really put up anything online.
No, okay, that's fine. Do you want me to sign up here online or, like, to get a quote, or do you want to just send it to me?
I can send you the quote. No problem.
Okay.
Can you go ahead and tell me your email address?
Yeah, my email address is spink, S-P-I-N-K, so color okay. Pink with an S in front of it,
okay.
S-P-I-N-K.
Mm-hmm.
You sound like you have an Irish accent, actually. You sound like one of my cousins.
I was born in Greek, and my dad is from, my sister still lives there.
Oh, your dad's from Ireland?
He's from, like, UK.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, my mom is from Cork, so it's fine. But they've all come to America. Their accent has Americanized, but you can still see, like, where the accent was originally from.
No, let's see. So
Spain.
Good to know.
Yep. Think 937 at Comcast.net.
937 at Comcast. What's the first name?
Yeah. First name is Clark, C-L-A-R-K.
Clark, can you tell me that we told you something that's within, you know, within, the, you probably have like a budget, so, you know, allocated for this. So is this something that you can work with?
Yeah, it seems comfortable. Yeah, I would. I'd like to see I'd like to see the path. Think about it, and then I really would like to know the type of author that I would be paired with. So the project manager, obviously, I would love to see and talk to that person. But the author themselves is really important to me because I want to make sure that they're able to digest a serious amount of detail. Then be able to encapsulate it in something that is very, very fine-tuned.
Absolutely.
I'll let you talk to one of our resources.
And you can I'll send you, you know, both the packages, and you can go ahead and review it. It's going to be a short email. But at the same time, I'll recommend you to send me a few pages, maybe, you know, out of your own book, so that I can give it to one of my, team members to read. Because apologies, I'm under the weather. So until the client is not on board, you don't directly talk to, our resources because they're usually really swamped with work. But we usually are allowed to, like, take project managers on call. So I'll make you talk to one of our top project management resources. Even talking to them, you will give you confidence. Because we have, we have multiple teams over here. And the first call that you are on board with, like the first official call, that's taken usually by the head of project management. And then in that first call, they analyze your personality, they understand your project details, they're talking to you, they ask you a lot of questions, and then they pair you with one of their teams. And that's usually what their main job is. So usually, that happens once you're on board, if thinking from our perspective, if we start pairing people for every single query that we get, it will be unsustainable for us to run business. So that only happens once you're on board. But you can still talk to one of our project managers. You'll understand how this thing works.
Okay. Yeah. And I'd like to ask the one last question. I have a lot of illustration in my book. Is that something that you guys can help?
Yeah. You want us to redraw them or like draw them from scratch or give you help with ideation and work?
No. I have a bunch of drawings that I want included. Like I have planets, I have orbital configurations,
absolutely,
technology.
Absolutely.
I have it all drawn.
Anything books, we can do it. If drawing, websites, apps, editing, proofreading, making billboards, making you appear on podcasts, hiring influencers on your behalf, anything books, we can do it.
Okay.
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 Can you just confirm your email one more time before, this call ends?
Yeah. Spink937 at comcast.net.
.net. Perfect. And today is around Friday, so can we schedule like another call where you can review everything and we can get back on a call?
Yeah, let's talk. Yeah, I can talk later on today if you'd like, or I can talk on Monday.
Later on today sounds like a plan to me. I'll go ahead and send you an email. Let's say let's speak in the next 90 minutes. That will give you enough time to review the email.
Okay, yeah, that sounds good. Do you also have a non-disclosure that you can send me?
I can. I'll send you the standard service work agreement so that you can review it. It was mentioned that everything that we're doing as a services for hire company. So whatever you do is your intellectual property and, you know, a bunch of stuff that you'd like to read. And the confidentiality clause within that service agreement and the whole thing itself is a service agreement, not a contract. So it says that we're working for you based on certain amount we're hired for.
Okay, sounds good. Send it on over. Thank you.
Perfect. I'll give you a call in 90 minutes, sending you a contract in the next 30.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you. Bye.